The United States has more than 200,000 coronavirus infections as of tonight, with some 4,600 deaths. That is a 50% increase over the past 2 days. And the World Health Organization is warning that the global count will shortly top 1 million cases with 50,000 deaths. The pandemic is taking its greatest toll in New York and other hotspots. John Yang begins our coverage.
As the coronavirus death toll in New York City nears 2,000 people, officials warn today that fatalities in the pandemic's epicenter will continue to rise. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that should be a warning to all of America.
I say to my fellow governors and elected officials all across this country, look at us today, see yourself tomorrow.
In New York Harbor, the U.S. Navy hospital ship the Comfort prepared to care for non-COVID-19 patients in hopes of easing the strain on overwhelmed hospitals. And in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis today issued a stay-at-home order, a step he had resisted for several days, even as cases in his state had risen. Later, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, another holdout, said he would sign a stay-at-home order tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Navy responded to the request from the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, docked in Guam, to evacuate the aircraft carrier's 5,000-person crew to stem an onboard outbreak.
We cannot and will not remove all the sailors from the ship. And that's not what the commanding officer requested either, nor the medical team. Our plan has always been to remove as much of the crew as we can while maintaining for the ship's safety.
In Detroit, people lined up for a drive-through testing site. The city is facing an uptick in cases, and officials say it's shaping up to be the country's next hotspot. Mayor Mike Duggan.
Somebody brought the virus into this community early on. It spread in this community before we knew what was happening. And the places in this country that are getting hit are the places that were infected first.
As that grim reality settles in, President Trump has begun preparing Americans for the worst. At the White House yesterday, he said he's been on top of the issue from the start.
I knew everything. I knew it could be horrible, and I knew it could be maybe good. Don't forget, at that time, people didn't know that much about it. Even the experts, we were talking about it. We didn't know where it was going.
But in late January,
we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China, and we have it under control. It's going to be just fine.
The White House late yesterday published projections that suggest the virus will take the lives of at least 100,000 Americans in the coming months. Already in Europe, there have been more than 30,000 deaths. In hard-hit Spain, empty streets in Madrid, save for a few pigeons. A stoplight turns green, but no cars on the road. The country's recorded more than 100,000 cases, including Fernando Simon, who's leading the country's response. Today, he spoke from his home.
Right now, we are not in the battle to see if we are or are not in the maximum infection point, because it appears that we are there and we are descending. So now the battle is to make sure that our health system is able to guarantee the adequate cover for all of our patients in treatment.
Elsewhere in Europe, police tape surrounded an empty Moscow playground. Prague's riverbanks disinfected. London music arenas turned into testing centers. Also in London, this time-lapse video of a 4,000-bed hospital being built in just 2 weeks. The Nightingale Hospital opened today to help care for an influx of coronavirus patients. Meanwhile, the Wimbledon tennis tournament, still 4 months away, joined the growing ranks of events called off due to the pandemic, the first time Wimbledon's been canceled since World War II. But in Italy, a glimmer of hope.
We must not confuse the first positive signals that we are seeing in these hours with an all-clear signal. Data and the statistical projections made by experts show that we are on the right path and that the drastic decisions we have adopted so far are starting to bear fruit.
Officials there say they will stay under a national lockdown until at least April 13th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
The rising tide of infections drove financial markets sharply lower today. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 973 points to close at 20,943. The Nasdaq fell 339 points, and the S&P 500 dropped nearly 115.